The 23rd annual Green Thumb Festival, held at Walter Fuller Park in St. Petersburg last weekend, celebrated Arbor Day. The annual festival is organized by the City of St. Petersburg Parks Department and the Volunteer Committee Group. Linda Seifert, Park Operations Manager.
It celebrates the planting of trees and landscaping and beautification of the city, but also just for the health of the environment, the trees providing the shade, the plants helping drought-tolerant plants with the water issues. Issues that we're currently having, and just a better way and a healthier way to landscape.
The city of St. Petersburg has been a recipient of the Tree City USA Award from the State Forestry Department every year since 1986. To be eligible for this award, a community must host an Arbor Day program, pass a resolution proclaiming Arbor Day, plant trees, and establish appropriate city ordinance to protect and manage trees.
And it recognizes cities who have an urban forestry program, and it goes by the amount of trees that are planted, about our mulching, our free mulching program, which we're highlight here at the show.
Seifert presented the award to City Council member Jamie Bennett. He says that this award is a culmination of the cooperation between the city and the community to create a green city.
We became, within the last 2 years, the first green city in the state of Florida. Number one. The mayor recently signed a Green City executive order that all city buildings, starting now, will convert their light bulbs and take steps to become green. And hopefully, within a year, we will see solar panels on top of City Hall so that we can begin to really realize what it means to be a green city.
Bennett says that the city reduced its carbon footprint and they started to integrate solar panels in parks. The Bicycle Pedestrian Master Plan is another program the city is working on that will connect the entire Pinellas County with a trail.
We have recycled plastic benches and bollards. We use recycled mulch, and reclaimed water is the biggest in the... That reclaimed water system started in the 60s. Is by far the biggest of any municipality in this country. And that's one of the reasons why we're a green city, is because of that reclaimed water system.
Each year, the festival organizers nominate the prestigious Green Thumb Award to one adult and one child for their superior volunteer service to the environment. Mary Ellen Warner from the St. Petersburg Garden Club helped students at the Border Elementary School in Seminole in the Butterfly Wildlife Garden Project. Students Alex Ward and Tim Batham received the award this year.
This is the little guy that is so good at pulling weeds that you never hesitate to ask him if he'd pull a full weed for you.
Ward has been working at the school's garden club in the last 3 years.
I've won the Green Thumb Award because I've been overall the best in the garden club. Oh, we're maintaining our garden there and pulling out any weeds that are there.
Greg Charles was awarded the Green Thumb Award. Charles, a teacher at Pinellas Technical Education Center, initiated the festival.
He was injured recently, so he is not here this year. We miss seeing him out here. His wealth of knowledge, you want to be Spock and just transfer all that knowledge that he has to you, because it's just incredible the knowledge that he has. Why we haven't nominated him, I have no idea. But we finally got that light bulb on, and it is a pleasure this year to give the Green Thumb Award to Greg Charles, and his wife is here to accept it.
12-year-old Jordan Bagnata came to the event with an unusual friend. She used to have a duck as her pet, but after the duck died, she wanted to have another bird. Sticky Tag is a 5-year-old pilgrim goose she hatched from the egg she bought on eBay.
Well, I hatched her from an egg, and she's a pilgrim goose, and the sheep. Never mind.
The Green Thumb Festival is sponsored by the City of St. Petersburg and other local organizations. In St. Petersburg, Andrea Lipka, reporting for WMNF News.